Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Herbert Miller from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Westgate, Iowa, and Grace Lutheran Church in Fayette, Iowa.
Grace, mercy, and peace are for you today from God your Father in heaven and from your dear Savior Jesus. Amen. When Jesus entered the temple on that day, he found people selling oxen, sheep, and pigeons, and money changers. People needed these animals in order to worship at the temple. They were for the sacrifices God had instituted. Also, the temple tax had to be paid in a pure silver currency, so people coming from all over the Roman world had to change their money into a temple-preferred currency. Money changers don't work for free, so they were taking a certain percentage of the transaction. None of this was wrong, per se. Just the place and time was all wrong. They were doing this work of selling sacrificial animals and changing money inside the court of the Gentiles. This was supposed to be a place of prayer where Gentiles of all kinds could come and worship the true God, but it was turned into a marketplace. Jesus, out of zeal for his Father's house, cleansed the temple with a whip of cords, driving out the animals and overturning the tables of the money changers. "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade," he said. When you drive by a church, you often see phrases on church signs. One might read, "If you are looking for a sign from God, this is it." The people standing around that day asked the natural question, "What gives you the authority to do this, Jesus? What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus' reply was misunderstood by all around him. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He challenged them. If they destroyed the temple that had taken 46 years to build, Jesus could indeed raise it up in 3 short days. He is true God. But even more challenging is the fact that Jesus spoke not of the temple of stone, but the temple of his body. "Destroy that temple, and he will raise it in 3 days." When we ask for a sign from God, we are trying to domesticate him. "Play by my rules, God. Make yourself known to me, God, in a way that I desire to know you." And this is the way that we fashion a God through our own expectations and ideas. This is nothing but idolatry, creating God's image in the form of our desire for a sign. But God does not play by our rules. Still, God does give us his sign. We have his word, and in the word we read of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. By our sin, we did have a hand in destroying that temple, the temple of Jesus' body, and 3 days later, Jesus did indeed raise that temple from the dead. This is a sign for all times that God is for his people in all things. Even death cannot separate us from God. Jesus rose from the dead, and so too those who repent and trust in him will rise. This sign is revealed for us in the Word of God. Nowhere else will we discover it until we rise on that last day. God's living Word is active. It comes to us through the means of grace, Word, and sacrament. You have been baptized into that sign of Christ's resurrection. You have put on Christ. You can hear Jesus' Word, therefore, as a wonderful promise. Even after your flesh has been destroyed, as Job says, you will see God with your own eyes and not another. All thanks and praise be to God for this promised sign. Amen.
We thank Pastor Herbert Miller from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Westgate, Iowa, and Grace Lutheran Church in Fayette, Iowa, for today's meditation on God's Word.